Easter is when we celebrate the crowning event of Christianity, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the grave. One person said this: Easter Sunday and the Holy Week that precedes it are the apex of our faith. Without the resurrection of Christ, there is no Christianity. Another individual said the resurrection is the core of our beliefs. Without it, our faith is meaningless. Think about it. Everything we believe, everything we teach is based upon the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the crowning moment of Christianity. He triumphed over every odd that there was. He accomplished the ultimate win. His resurrection has triumphed over all the darkness, and we come to live in the kingdom of God. Christ lives forever. He's not in that grave. And because he lives, we can live also. The Apostle Paul said everything is based upon the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians 15:3, he says, I passed on to you what was most important, and what also has been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins, just as the scripture said. He was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scripture said. He was seen by Peter and then the 12. And after that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time, most of whom are still alive today as Paul was writing this. Then as he was seen by James and later by all the apostles. Why would he say that? Why would he say that? Because Christianity, if he had not risen from the dead, Christianity would be just like any other religion. We would be worshiping a dead leader. There would be no power. We'd have no spirit of God. We'd have no escape from sin. We'd have no hope of eternal life. Our preaching would be useless. Our faith would be futile. The apostles would be false witnesses. We would still be lost, but because he rose from the dead, we can live too. I want you to notice today that Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. You know, it said we were dead in our trespasses and sin, but we are alive because he rose from the dead. The resurrection of Jesus Christ caused him to triumph over all of Satan and all of his cohorts. And he, because of that, we have been set free from sin. I want you to notice that in the Word of God, he talked about it many, many times, but nobody could grasp it. The disciples couldn't understand it. The people didn't comprehend it. The devil and his host had no idea that Christ would be raised from the dead. And Paul says it like this in 1 Corinthians 2:8. But the rulers of this world have not understood it. If they had, they would not have crucified our Lord. Some people challenge the resurrection. Some say it's just an hallucination. It's a fantasy. Others say he just fainted. He really didn't die. Others say that the records were tampered with. But at least 32 verses in the four Gospels make direct references to the resurrection. The disciples never grasped a hold of it. The Roman soldiers didn't grasp it. At least 54 verses in the book of Acts and Ephesians, there are direct references made to the resurrection. The apostles boldly proclaimed the resurrection as the basis for salvation. The early church embraced the resurrection as the cornerstone of our faith. The resurrection happened over 2,000 years ago. It is the grand event of the ages. It is the essence of our Christianity. It is the central theme of the Word of God in the Scripture in the New Testament. It is the central message that the apostles preached. It is our sure foundation. One person said, a dead Christ might have been a teacher and a wonder worker and a remembered and loved as much. But only a risen and living Christ could be the Savior and the life giver. Mary Magdalene saw him on that morning. So did the other women. Then Peter and John. Then the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Then Thomas and the other apostles. And then all of those followers that were there outside of the city of Jerusalem. There in Acts 1 when it says, why stand ye gazing as he ascended into heaven? This same Jesus that is risen from the dead will come again. I want to tell you what. He told John in Revelation 1:18, I'm the living one. I died, but look, I'm alive forevermore, and I hold the keys of death and the grave. He defeated Satan. He won the greatest battle that has ever been fought. He arose victorious from the grave. He destroyed the power of fear and death. He's alive, and the grave couldn't hold him down. Just what does Christ's resurrection mean to you and to me today? It says here in John 14:19, soon the world will no longer see me, but you see me. Since I live, you will live also. Christ's resurrection makes it possible for us to have our own personal resurrection from spiritual death to spiritual life. Fear from death to eternal life. From sin to the righteousness of God. From damnation to the justification in Christ. From fear to faith. From absolute defeat to absolute victory. I want you to realize that without the resurrection, there would be no Christianity. Everything that we believe, everything that we testify of, is based on the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we sing the song, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. Life is worth the living. Just because he lives. To know Christ. And experience his mighty power. That raised him from the dead. We can too. That power, it says that same power that raised him up will quicken our mortal bodies. That same power is here to save you. That same power is here to heal. That same power is here to deliver. That same power is here to provide for you. That same power is here to help you. That same power will bring you victory, and that same power will keep you until he returns again. He is alive and well, sitting at the right hand of the Father today. I want you to realize that that tomb is empty. All the other religious leaders, their tombs are still unsealed. And people go to the tomb to worship them. I've been to that tomb in Jerusalem. And I've been inside of it. And it's empty. Wasn't no grave going to hold him down. He arose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And today he lives sitting at the right hand of the Father. And because he lives, we live. And if you are not born again in this place today, you can be. You can live that life. If you know what it is to know Christ, but you're not living where you need to be, you can rededicate your life to God right here today. every head bowed, please, every eye closed. If you're in this congregation right now and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want you to know Him before you leave here. If you're in this place today and you are not where you need to be with Him, I want you to change and rededicate your life. If that's you on any one of these invitations, would you just raise your hand right now, wherever you're at. Just raise your hand. I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. Wherever you're at, anybody, anywhere in this place right now, raise your hand. Anybody, there's a hand over here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Would everybody stand, please? If you raised your hand or should have raised your hand, and if you're watching online and you need salvation or you need rededication, I want all of y'all to pray this prayer with this congregation. Repeat it after me right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your Son Jesus. You said in your holy word, if we would believe that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again, we would be saved. I believe it in my heart. I confess it with my mouth. And I thank you now that I'm that new person in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.